I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories.
Here's what to expect on this episode of The Dad Experience.
Last year, I think someone in my son's, when he was in nursery school, because he's in kindergarten now, had asked if I would do something for Thanksgiving. And I said, how about if I wear a giant turkey suit? Because I remember doing all my dance videos and I had all my costumes. And so they loved it and they said, okay. And then this year, I just asked the school, because my daughter's in the nursery school now. I said, do you want me to come back and wear the turkey suit?
The Dad Experience.
Welcome to The Dad Experience. Episode number 2 of season number 3. We have with us Eric. Eric, welcome to the show. Always good to have you.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, man. Kicking off season three, I had to bring you back, man. It's been like, I think you've been on every season so far.
I think
far.
So, yeah.
You were on the initial season, and then we just kept going and going and going. So
yeah, I'm honored to be back. Season three is amazing.
Yeah, it is. 100, I think it was, I was looking at the numbers. I think the last episode was 110.
Wow.
Yeah,
incredible.
It's a lot. So, you know, people are still listening. People want to hear us. We're starting something new, some changes that necessarily won't affect the listeners on the podcast, but we'll add maybe some more folks to our community, the Dad Experience community. We're going to start doing this on video. So if you're listening to us right now, Eric and I are actually talking to each other via video, and we're going to start uploading that to our YouTube channel. It'll be the Dad Experience. You can look that up, find it on YouTube, and check it out. So if you're at work and don't have a phone nearby, don't want to keep your phone, you want to put it, minimize it on the side of your desktop, you can now see us in full color.
That's just like Howard Stern interviews on YouTube. It's perfect.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. We're the new Howard Stern.
Now. Yeah, exactly. For kids and dads.
for parents. Family-friendly Howard Stern.
Exactly.
That's almost like an oxymoron, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Family-friendly Howard Stern. So, well, you know, I'm really excited to do this. So, Eric, tell us a little bit. Let's catch up, man. What's been going on?
We haven't talked in a little bit. Everything is going well. Survived the holidays. As you know, as I was telling you beforehand, I think I came down with a post-holiday, post-New Year flu, so I'm just getting over that. So if I ramble more than usual today, it's because I'm just getting my brain back on straight.
Are you on cold medicine too? Are you still on all that stuff?
I'm not on any cold medicine right now. It's Alka-Seltzer Night a couple nights ago. And I had all kinds of weird fever dreams and things like that. so strange. I definitely didn't feel normal for like till halfway through the next day from that. But everything's going well. Got to survive the holidays, which was huge. Beforehand, my wife was traveling, so I was alone with the kids for a week, which, as you know, my wife travels a bunch. So I did the whole dad alone on duty thing for a good 6 days, 6 nights.
So do you have that on like lockdown now? Do you have a system? How does that work for you?
Yeah,
so
it's great.
Do you get the kids after work, or how does it all work for you? Yeah. What's the day for you?
Yeah, so, you know, depending on when she's traveling, but her big trips, so she usually travels to Italy because her company's based out of there. So she usually leaves on a Saturday or a Sunday, so that I know, like, if she's leaving on a Sunday, all right, I've got to, like, she'll go halfway through the day. I've got to kill half the day because the kids, they're sad that mommy's gone for a week. So I try and do something fun. This year, it was my aunt's Hanukkah/Christmas party. So it was great. She left. They went to a party. They got Christmas gifts. They got Hanukkah gifts. And they were great. So that's usually, like, I got to find something cool. So do I take them to a movie? Do I take them to the park? Do I do some fun activity to take their mind off of it? And then at night, I get home. They're crazy when I get home. And it's just a matter of like, all right, you're kind of like, you almost can't be fun dad. You know what I mean? You kind of just have to be like, okay, bath time, homework time. You know, for my son is 5, like homework time, bath time, pajamas on, brush your teeth, 20 minutes of TV, 30 minutes of TV, in bed, read a story like that. You have to kind of do that for the first night or two. And then after that, like once they kind of get like, oh, dad's not messing around, like we have to listen. Then I can do like, I'll do like shadow puppets at night in bed and things like that. And like, I found that that's a good way. If I'll be like Miles, my son, I'll say, Miles, how was school? It's good. Everything was fine. And I won't get an answer, but I'll do shadow puppets and I'll do like this, like little, for those on YouTube now, you'll be able to see, I'm doing like this little face, you know, and I do this little thing. Sometimes I make it like bunnies or a rabbit, things like that. And I talk like, I do a voice like this, and I do it with the other hand. I'm like, hey, and I do a voice like that. And between the two voices, I'm like, oh, how was your day today? And then they tell me everything, like all the things that are going on. For whatever reason, I'm talking in this weird voice, that makes them feel comfortable enough to tell me what's going on.
That's a great idea, though, like, because you get that. I mean, we did that, too, as kids. It's like, so, how was your day today? Oh, it was all right. It was
right.
Cool.
My parents asked me what's going on at work. I'm like, yeah, everything's good. I'm 36. Right. I'm still giving them the one-word answers, you know? So right. I get it as kids. And then, you know, usually 5-6 days that mommy's home. And then I say, mommy, I'll see you. I wash my hands a little bit. And it's good. Usually, if she comes home on a Saturday, what I try and do is take the kids to a movie. So when she gets home, she can like shower from me. You know, she's like a 9-hour plane ride.
Right.
You know, by the time she's commuting. So, you know, it's a good 11, 12 hours of commuting. So shower. Maybe she wants to go for a run or something. So, like something's, expel some energy. Take the kids to a movie, do lunch, and then I bring them back. Let her rest for a few minutes. And then I'm like, I'm out. Do what you got to do. I'm good.
So my question to you is this too. So like when, now that you've been kind of, I'm sure she's home more than not home. I'm assuming, sure. Right. But yeah. When she does go on these longer trips for work for a week or 9 days or whatever it is, how's the roles at home? Have they kind of reversed? Are you kind of more the disciplinarian and then she, you know, and not that it was that way before, but
it is
a flip. And now that, cause she's not home for that period of time, that you've kind of become that dad. That's kind of like, not that you're the support system. I don't want to say that because I know you're really involved, Dad, and I know you guys are 50-50. We've talked about that.
But,
you know, like even for me, when I go to work, I have my hours are much later because of the job I do. I have concerts, I have football games, and I'm not always getting home, or I have parent meetings that I'm at, and she gets home, she gets the kids. So that routine is more consistent for them.
Yep.
So, you know, when they want to go to bed sometimes, when they're sick or whatever, they always want mom. They don't want dad because they want that. So has that kind of flipped for you now that you've been doing the more, you've been establishing the routine, and she has, like, when she's away, she kind of comes back into the routine? Does that make sense, that question?
You know, it makes a lot of sense. I'll say when mommy's home, they want mommy. Like that's like, you know, that's the reality. Like I'm back to being chopped liver. It's like, oh, okay. Like, all right, didn't I just take care of you last night? Didn't I do everything right? Like they want mommy. And I get it. Like I totally get that. I will say I've had to talk about this with Emily, is there is something about, you know, when she comes back, if she does something a certain way, like here's a great example. Like we've had conversations about this. You know, I would come home and I would say, all right, kids, we got to clean up all the toys. If the place is a mess and you know, our nanny hasn't gotten around to having them clean up, like guys, clean up. I want the place clean. Like I want it organized. Like I don't want just everything all over the place. And then we'll shower or then we'll read a book or then we'll, whatever we have to do, pajamas, watch a little TV or whatever the routine is going to be that night. It's always like, let's clean and let's get organized. Right. I noticed a couple times when I came back, or when Emily was home, if I came back late from a client event or I came home late from work, that I would come home and the toys would all be out. And to me, it was like, oh, I had to have a conversation. Like, you need to have them put the toys away. She's like, well, I didn't want to do that. Like, I was busy. I was tired. I was like, no, you don't get it. Like, if you don't have them put the toys away, then I look like the jerk. I look like the dad that's always like saying toys away and you're the fun mom that's letting it go. And I've established enough of a routine now that we need to kind of, you know, and of course she kind of rolls her eyes like, oh, but it became a point. I was like, no, we have to do this. And so I think she got in. So that it's a good question because it is a big thing that comes up a lot of like, I have a set plan. I've got a set routine and you're throwing it off, you know? And so sometimes it's just us kind of, I have to communicate with her and I have to find like the right tone. And like not be a jerk about it, you know.
Especially if she come home, she's home jet lagged too.
Right, so exactly.
That's even worse.
Exactly. And you know, she comes home on a weekend, it's kind of nice because they have a couple days to just like lay in bed on a Saturday or lay in bed on a Sunday and it's okay. The trips during the week when they're kind of more domestic trips, then I don't know, this doesn't sound like a dick and it's not like a jerk, like I'm sure she'll listen to this, but like I don't feel as bad. You know what I mean? Like it's like, hey, you try you're had a dinner in a hotel room for quietly for a night. You didn't get the kids in the morning. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, all right, you were in the same time zone. Like, you had 2 nights off, get back into it, do what you got to do. The longer Italy trips or far, you know, out of country trips, I'm like a little more like, all right, like get yourself together.
Right. Well, it's a harder transition.
For sure. But then after that, I'm like, okay, I'm out. Like I'm
gonna go solo to a movie now.
Yeah, exactly. I just six. I told her when she came back that week before Christmas. I told her, I said, listen, I know we got to get everything in order before we go into the holidays. But on Christmas Eve, before, before church, I'm taking a 2.5 to 3 hour nap. We're going to go to your mom's. You guys can make Christmas cookies. You can do what you want to do. I'll do that part. I'm taking a nap on the couch. I don't want to be bothered. And she said, okay. She knew. I was like, that was my time.
So you guys split your holiday though too, right? Because you celebrate Hanukkah and you celebrate Christmas.
Yep. Yeah.
How does that work? Like, what do you guys do? How do you do it? Do you just do it like with one family or the other? Do you kind of do it all together?
We really do.
I don't want to. I don't want to sound like ignorant or sound.
No, you're not offensive. At all.
I'm just thinking like, how do you do it together? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. How do you guys do it? Do you celebrate Festivus? You
know? We do. We air our grievances and everything. That's like Festivus is like once a month in our house. we've merged the families over the years. So my mother-in-law and my mom are very close, and so you know my family is always invited over for Christmas on Christmas Day to her parents' house, and so cool. You know over the years they've come, and then. My aunt has a Hanukkah party every year, and so without getting into like the family tree,
right.
My aunt is married to my dad's brother, right? So because of that, it's a Hanukkah party, but then you got my uncle and my dad's side there too. So it's like Hanukkah, but also like sort of Christmas. There's like a bunch of December birthdays, so there's like celebrating birthdays,
celebration.
So like that for that, like my aunt and my mother-in-law have become friendly and close over the years. So like my mother-in-law is invited to that. And so we do that. And then like this year, Hanukkah and Christmas fell at the same time. Mm-hmm. So on Christmas Day, we did the whole, you know, we had all the family over, we had the big Christmas dinner. And then after that was done, we lit the menorah and we all sang Oh Hanukkah, Oh Hanukkah. You know, so mm-hmm. we really kind of made it a whole inclusive thing. The biggest thing is, and you know, and this is where you're kind of lucky, is like with the gifts, like it gets insane. I feel like I've talked with you about this. You know, the first year when Miles was three, and we're gonna do gifts every night for him, and we're gonna do Christmas gifts, and it was just like it wound up being like something like 15 straight days of gifts. It was just so insane.
That
by the time you get to like the new year, you just have a greedy, selfish kid, and you know it's hard. It's weird to say to a 3-year old because they don't know any better, and it's your own fault.
Right.
So we learned that like. If we're gonna do kind of
pair of socks are pretty good one day.
Yeah, pair of socks. You know, he's at the age now he loves to read, so it's like, oh, Christmas gifts and Hanukkah gifts can be a mix of books. Like we could like the Dog Man series, 5-pack, dole a couple out for Hanukkah nights, couple out for Christmas Day, you know, some for a stocking, and we make it work.
Right.
So we try to find the way to make it so they're not like greedy and selfish by the end. And then you do like a purging of the toys. So all your old toys, here's a big box. Now we're going to give away to the kids that are less fortunate. So we're trying to find the balance.
I don't know, because
your daughters are 3 and 1 now, right?
Three and one and a half.
Three and one and a half, right. So like for you're going to get to the stage, and you probably felt it.
Maybe we already have started purging.
Right. Like next year is like, okay, what do we do? How do we get this right? By the time she gets to be five and then like 2.5, which is exactly where I'm at. It's like, how do we make sure the kids appreciate this and we don't spoil them? So maybe you want to spoil, like it's your kids, you want to, like if you can do it, it's great. But like, how do we find the balance of not overdoing it?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And you know, I'm wondering too, cause like for us, we're super close to our family. We don't want to let anybody like not get our family together.
Right.
So like with you having the Hanukkah and the Christmas thing, does it cut down on your like commuting time to different households? Like, do you get to do it like all one place and then, you know, the Hanukkah party's another day at another time somewhere else? Or do you have to kind of do it all? I mean, I know it all depends on when it falls.
Yeah, like, no. It's,
but how does that work for you guys?
Like
for us, we travel between, you know, probably a 50-minute, you know, distance.
Yeah.
To get to 1 in the morning or late, you know, late morning, early afternoon to get back to the other place. Cause we're never going to give that up because we really want to be with our families.
Of course, yeah.
But, you know, that's sometimes for us, that's tough because it's a long day and it's tiresome. You know, it's more than a job.
I mean, the reason why I had the flu is I think it was part of the holidays, like beating me up. You know, I was being alone with the kids for a week and the holidays. And I was in Vegas after the holidays for a big work conference and, you know, between the holidays in Vegas, you know, it's enough to kill a person. You know, for us, the holiday season is so long. It's insane. In some ways, it was nice that Hanukkah and Christmas overlapped this year. But for us, you know, my aunt has a Hanukkah party that usually kicks off the season. My wife's parents are divorced, so we do Christmas, some Christmas holiday at her dad's. Then we do Christmas Eve at her mom's. Then Christmas Day at her mom's with the whole family. And it's the same family and her brothers that we saw at her dad's Christmas. And then in years past, the day after Christmas, we go to her cousins and her goddaughters, and we do Christmas Day there. And then we have like, you have like your friends' Christmases, you have your friends' givings, your things. And so like, there's all these birthdays in December, my dad's birthday, my mother-in-law's birthday, our nanny's birthday, Emily's dad's birthday, her cousin's birthday. There's like so much. January 2nd is my brother-in-law's birthday. My nephew's birthday is in December. So like, we see everyone what feels like 20 of like the 31 days of the month. You know, it's just so, so long. And it's nice. Like, don't get me wrong. There were years it was not nice. When there was years when like our like families, there was like family issues and people fought and we didn't get along. And it made the holiday season about as long as could be. But now everyone has kids and everyone's put aside the kind of like the petty differences, thankfully. And so it's fun and it's nice. But you're burnt out by the end. Like, I know you're saying, like, one day, like, going back and forth 50 minutes.
So you get, like, 10 days.
I had, like, 20 times of that.
Yeah, that's not fun. I don't envy it. So I was going to say, man, that's you know, I'm excited. That's pretty cool. You get to go one place, but then you explain it all. And I'm like, okay, I'll take our 50-minute travel one day.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was growing up, we celebrated Hanukkah a couple nights, you know, maybe the first night, last night here and there, and my aunt's Hanukkah party. Christmas was always Christmas Eve. We went to my mom's best friend. Christmas Day was at my dad's cousins. And so it wasn't long like this. But it, in some ways, like, it's nice for the kids. Like, the cousins all get to play.
They're always together.
Everyone's together. So even though we're driving around and we're all over the place and we're tired, I think for them it's a nice thing. And so you kind of put aside whatever annoyance you kind of feel about it. And just kind of lean back and enjoy. And it doesn't, you know, you see now when the kids this year for your daughter, like, Santa was finally probably like a real thing.
Yeah,
you know, like,
absolutely.
I remember when Miles turned 3, he was like, oh, Christmas is fun this year. Like, it was fun when they're babies, but you're like, they don't care about gifts. They don't care about Santa. It was like, oh, this is different. And so it really feels that way. And now what's hard is, you know, all our cousins can all play together. But now all the adults have to talk to each other again because they're just playing with the kids. So we gotta find common ground as adults. And
yeah,
I don't think my family's gonna listen. So whatever, we'll see. Hopefully, I'm not offending. I'm not offending them when they hear this.
So, you know, I've watched and noticed on some of your Instagram stuff that you like to go into your kids' classroom. Oh. Holidays and dress up.
Yeah.
I bet. So right now I'm assuming he still thinks that's like probably the coolest thing, but I mean, how does that work out? How did that get started?
I, last year, I think someone in my son's, when he was in nursery school, cause he's in kindergarten now, had asked if I would do something for Thanksgiving. And I said, how about if I wear a giant turkey suit? Cause I remember doing all my dance videos and costumes. And so they loved it and they said, okay. And then this year, I just asked the school. I said, my daughter's in the nursery school now. I said, do you want me to come back and wear the turkey suit? And I'll just keep doing it every year. And so I go around, they love it, and they're happy. And I go from the twos classes all the way to the pre-K and read stories. And it's become a fun thing. And I was going to do it for the kindergarten this year at my son's elementary school. It just happened that that afternoon he threw up. And
you had to go pick him up.
Yeah, I had to pick him up. So I didn't pick him up in the turkey costume. Actually, I was like,
please tell me you wear that on the subway when.
I have no shame. I'll wear a turkey costume anywhere. I don't care. Yeah, well, I walked around the Bronx on the way to the school doing that. <Yeah. laughs> People are honking, turkey, hey,
you know, turkey costume. That's funny. We're going to take a short break. Don't forget if you have any questions for us, you want to check us out, follow us on social media, just look up the Dad Experience, email us, Experience and Dad. We'll take a short break. Then after the break, we're going to talk a little bit. We haven't talked, Eric and I haven't talked in a little while. So we're going to talk about a little bit of our travel that we had over the summer, which seems like a long time ago. Oh, but talk a little bit about how those experiences happened and how that went down and what we learned from those experiences. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. If you were watching us, there wasn't much of a break there, but if you're listening to us, there might have been a break there. So we're just going to continue on forward here. We're talking to Eric Silvera. Eric has been talking to us a little bit about the holidays and how they experience the holidays, just coming off that holiday season, but kind of going back to our summertime. And we've talked about this. We were going to do this episode a while back, but you know, it's no time than now is better to do this. So, you did some traveling this year. What was your kids are a little bit older.
Yep.
So you got to, especially your son's a little bit older. You have to keep them a little bit more differently occupied, I would say. Right.
Yeah.
So how did that go? How did you travel far this year? Did you do flights? Did you do just road trips? How did that work?
We did a mix. I would say, you know, the road trips we've like figured out, with road trips, we've kind of figured out a good way to go about it. So what we do is we will leave. Emily and I will, like, get everything in order, everything all packed out, and then pack the car at like 5 a.m. I'll go down and I'll pack it up. And then, she'll get the kids, just pick them up. And I'll come up and we'll just get the kids at like 5:15, 5:30 in the car. And so that they're kind of still halfway asleep. So by the time we get going onto the highway, they're like mostly passed out. And so that's been the trick for us. I mean, we did a long, like 4 or 5, 6 hour trips to New Hampshire and things like that. Visiting some friends out there. And that's been like our trick for the long road trips. Early morning, like wake up, you know, we wake up for dinner and pack it up, get the kids in, let them sleep. So that way, by the time they wake up, there's like 2 hours left and like, it's not so bad. And you stop for breakfast, you know, stop for a pee or whatever, and you're good. So that's like, I think we have a pretty good routine down for anything that's longer than like 4 or 5 hours. For the short ones, it's like whatever. You just hope they pass out. Yeah. for like the two, three hour trips. The plane, it's funny. We flew to LA and I just let my son watch TV for like 6 hours.
That's it.
He's the right age, you know. We obviously loaded up an iPad and we got everything in order, and then we had the bulkhead seats so that we could stretch out. That was the key.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
And then there was a TV in front of it, and so I plugged him in, and that was it. And I wish I could say it was hard. The way out there was hard, but like he just watched TV. Now Ella was only two; she was like 2 and 3 months. So for her it was Emily. She was sitting on Emily. So Emily, I looked over at one point and it was like a baby on her, and yeah, and she's like crossed over and she squished, and so like she did not have an easy even a go, but eventually like put on Mary Poppins Returns and like she like kind of got there. The way back, our flight got delayed and then it got kept saying there was mechanical errors, and then we kept getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, and then we just switched to another flight and we wound up having to take the red eye. And I would not recommend the red eye with little kids. That was fucked up. That was like, we were not in the same seat. We always planned bulkhead. We planned in advance. We didn't get the bulkheads. It was fine. But like one parent in a different area, like behind us, you know, the kids climbing over the seats, not going to bed, trying to get them to sleep, trying not to kick the neighbor next to you, like wanting to watch a movie, but knowing they need to go to bed. Like that was just, I think eventually I think my daughter got an hour of sleep, and then my son, maybe he got like 2, and then you come home and you're insane. And then we just try and pass out. But you know what? If that's the worst that happens, it's fine.
Yeah, no, so we did overseas again this year, and on the way over we went with some family, so it was fine. It was okay. And we did kind of a similar routine, you know, as soon as the cabin lights went out, they were in pajamas. We did all that stuff, and they, you know, they pretty much for the most part, both of them got sleep, good sleep. You know, the layover is always killer when we stop somewhere because it's like another 3 to 5 hours.
Yeah, and then I was going to ask you, the layover is that long?
Yeah, and then you get another three-hour flight.
Oh,
well, it's hard to go less than that because if you get stuck in an airport, like we flew into Amsterdam, if you get stuck in the customs line and you miss your flight, then you don't know like when next flight is going to be. So it's like we always try and leave a little bit more time.
Will you, if you have a long layover, will you go out? Will you leave the airport? Or
we don't leave the airport. There's enough to do in there. They walk around, go in the shops. We have dinner or lunch or whatever, breakfast, depending on what time it is. So you know, it worked out pretty well. This year was a little bit easier too, because, you know, it did cost more, but my daughter was not free. My oldest daughter was not free anymore. So she had a seat. Yep. So that made a huge difference, especially coming back, because it was just the two of us on the way back with the two kids. So, you know, we didn't have a huge group coming back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Passing back and forth. It was passing back and forth. They didn't sleep as the way back must be something in the water, because they didn't sleep as much on the way back. They weren't bad. Nobody around us was upset. I mean, they were loud.
Will your older daughter watch TV now or
she
no?
She was, but I mean, you can only watch so much. You know what I mean? Yeah. Until they're like,
that's
oh,
a long
God.
Trip. That's a long.
You know,
trip.
So you can put screens up. You can have books. You can have, but that's just a long trip.
Yeah.
So, you know, now that we've done it a couple times, we're gonna be a little bit, you know, give it a little more time. So the next time we go, it'll probably be a little bit better of a trip. But not that it was bad, but and it's totally worth it. When we're there, we visit, you know, they get to see their great grandmother who's, you know, in her 90s, sure, and all the family and all the cousins there. And so it's really neat to experience that for them. So I wouldn't trade it in for anything.
I'm gonna need your advice next year. So next year, well, I'm gonna have to take the kid. We're gonna take the kids to Italy. So, but Emily will be out there first for a big work event.
Are you bringing somebody with you? You're not going to go alone, are you?
I'm going to be flying alone with the two kids to Italy. Is that a bad idea?
I don't know that I have advice for that. You know, good luck. Godspeed.
Yeah. I'm hoping my son will be almost six, and Ella will be over at like three. And
yeah, they'll be a little more. Three will be tough, but at least with him being six, you can say, sit there, and he'll – like mind you, you know, he'll understand, like if there's there's some sort of consequence, let's say he's not behaving and you have a consequence in place, you go, you need to sit there or XYZ.
Yeah.
He's at that age. I would imagine that. I mean, the first time I went, I was five and I wasn't loud. I wasn't screaming. I wasn't crying. You know, they can comprehend what's going on and they, you know, they make it tired. Would say,
Miles, Emma, right? You know, with that voice, it's different.
Right. Have some cocktails and just, you know, enjoy the ride.
Will you do the overnight flight each way?
But you mean at nighttime? Well, on the way back, it's usually early morning from there, and we get home in the afternoon.
Right.
But on the way over there, it's usually 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock from here, and then we overnight and get there in the morning.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do. So my hope is that at least maybe they'll sleep on the flight.
You think? What are you flying into Rome?
I would fly directly into Milan.
Oh, Milan. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like it's a good 9 and 9.5 hours. I mean, like the kids can take Xanax, right? That's totally cool. Right.
Sure. We don't condone that.
No, we're just kidding.
So
just be daddy. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely have to have a chat after that one.
Yeah, we'll see if I survive it.
Yeah. I am, you know, more power to you. I'm glad that I don't have to do that. Yeah. With my experience, I'm sure it'll be fine. And with him being a little bit older, it'll be great. But you know, lots of movies.
Yes,
lots of movies. I would download some and then have some that are already on the screen that they have. Who knows? But you know, what I've generally found is when we fly, I'm way more uptight about what we're disturbing around us,
right?
Than what everybody around us is thinking. Especially when you're going to Europe. Most of those people are like, and in the summer especially, you're traveling with older couples or, you know, families.
Yep.
You're either traveling with older couples or families. You're not usually traveling with a lot of business people.
Yep.
And most of the time when that happens, those folks are usually in business class or, you know, first class and those up there when they're traveling
a lot.
They're
asleep. They're passed out.
They don't hear anything. So when you're with those people, especially in the summertime, people are traveling. And they have, most of those people have had families.
Yeah.
So you think you're being this huge disturbance. But 9 times out of 10, they're just like, well, we've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't need to be sorry, because he would say, I'm sorry, you know. And we even tossed around the idea, do we give things out to people around us? But then what does that say about your kids right away? Like, I'm going to give them, like, some food and a water bottle. Well, what does that say about us? Like, well, you're in for a treat. So here's some food. You don't hate us so much. So we didn't do that, because, like, that's the way I would interpret it that way. So we avoided that. But, yeah, it was I'll have to know how it goes. I think it'll be fine because he's older.
Yeah.
But, you know, need Xanax and just say, here, Stuart, you know, to the flight attendant, you can take them. I'm good. I'm out.
You can do what you do
to Emily when she comes home. You go, I'm out. I need 2 hours. They're yours.
Oh, believe me, when we get there, it's going to be like
that. Yeah, when you get there, it will be. But, yeah. Well, I always enjoy talking to you, Eric. It's always great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
We'll continue having you on. You know, how's the movie going?
It's great. Yeah, we just, so... We finished. The movie's fully done. We finished it at the end of summer. In fact, my partner Sean picked up the final hard drive yesterday from our sound team, which has like all the files that would go when you play it in the theater, the surround sound, and the whole system. So we have everything in house, and it's great. We submitted to, I think, 16 film festivals, and so we probably won't hear from most of them until the spring or summer. But I had a meeting today to start mapping out the year, what we're doing. We'll figure out screenings and getting it out there. So hopefully, end of this year, you'll know more about it. You'll get to see it, and hopefully by 2021, it'll be showing on streaming channels and things like that.
Well, we'll have to have you both you and your partner on and talk about it when you guys start.
Awesome. And then he's kind of a new dad too. He has a 9-month-old. So in fact, I was giving him advice today, and I'll save it for the next episode. All about like being mindful of the kids.
Yeah,
mindful
keep it a teaser. On the next episode, we'll talk about it. We should have him on too.
I started therapy in 2019 after this. Okay. I thought it was going to be all about like my own stuff, like creative stuff. And then when I went in there, it was like, oh, I feel like a failure and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And that was like the first session. And then everything after that for months was like about being a parent and like my concerns about being a good parent and a mindful parent, mm-hmm. like not yelling and or when is the right time to raise your voice and all this stuff. So that's like a whole other, episode.
We'll do it.
I'm not good for that too.
I'm sure we'll tease it right now. We'll have you on in a month or so, or a few weeks here, and have you on so folks can learn a little bit more about that. I'm really interested to hear about it too. So, well, as always, it's a pleasure. We enjoy having you on the show, and you're always welcome. You're our hot seat, guest all the time / co-host. I mean, I fully think you could take the reins if there was a day that I was out and I needed somebody to cover.
You let me know. Just give me enough warning, and I'm not working on the movie at night now, so I've got a little more time than I did than last year.
There you go. Well, thanks so much. You have a great day. And as always, folks, email us, experienceanddad@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Have a show idea, want to be on the show, have a thought about a topic that you want us to cover, let us know. Follow us on all social media. Just look for The Dad Experience. Eric, how can they find you?
The best place is on Instagram, at Eric Reggie, ERICREGGIE. That's my handle. And that's where you'll see tons of Instagram stories of my kids misbehaving and me dealing with it.
Yeah, and if you're listening, flip over into the show notes because you can click it right there to find his Instagram page. Or if you are our new YouTube viewers, when we get this up there, click on the description below it and you will be able to find him there as well. So thanks so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Can't wait to do this again.
All right, talk to you soon.
Talk soon.